Estás escuchando Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.
And we are back, and we have gone into English because we are here with none other than Mark McCausland, better known as Murkowski. I said Mark Murkowski before. What do you prefer?
Murkowski's good. I like it. It's a play on Charles Bukowski. It was like a nickname that people used to give me, and it kind of just stuck. You know,
so. Is it a name people used to give you because you went out to a lot of bars or because you wrote poetry?
I think, yeah. I don't know if it was an insult or a compliment, but I took it. I wear it with pride.
Was that your shtick in high school? Were you the moody, brooding teenager who read Bukowski in the hallways? And
I think in my 20s, more in my 20s. I think it was, yeah, it was. Oh, there's Howie. Howie's going to join us.
Yeah, well. Oh, how's in the house? How's in the house?
Howie's in the house.
Are you at the breakfast area in the hotel, or is it just the lobby?
In the breakfast area, is it noisy?
No,
it's fine.
It's fine. It just looks very nice. And
there he is.
Hey, how gal? There he is, a friend of the festival. He's been here many times, even non-performing. He's been here as a guest.
Yeah.
So we should explain. Hal and Mark are two-thirds of Geckos, along with M-Ward. M-Ward is currently travelling, and they are playing tonight in Barcelona at the Sala Upload. And it's a real pleasure to speak with them. Hi, Hal, how are you doing?
Hey. Que tal?
Muy bien, Hal.
Well, this is something we want to ask about. Are these your first gigs outside of the US?
Outside of the US?
Your first shows?
First shows were in Arizona. Yeah, these are the first ones outside the US.
Yeah, we did, when we completed the album, we did like a handful of shows in Arizona over New Year, because that's where the band started. So we thought, once we finished the record, let's do a bunch of shows out there, like bring it full circle. So we did. So these are our first like proper shows, I guess.
Yeah.
Before the record comes out, and this is the single that just arrived.
Oh, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, right. Artwork. I have to ask, I love the whole origin story of Geckos, the fact that this all started thanks to a mutual friend's wedding, if I'm not mistaken. Could you tell us a little bit about it, in your own words, how this came to be?
Yeah, the wedding was beautiful. The wedding? You want to know about the wedding?
Well, first of all, because when a friend invites any of us to a wedding, right, it's a nice thing, it's a beautiful thing, but it's always, there's always the thing of, but sometimes travel is involved and, you know, it's like, it's a bit of an effort to go to a wedding, as much as a beautiful celebration it is. But when you get tasked to actually have to make music for the bride and groom, I imagine that maybe there might have been some levels of apprehension. Am I correct? Or was it, a wonderful thing?
Well, this guy was a friend of mine. We wrote a film together. And made a film called Quantum Cowboys that was animated, and starring Lily Gladstone and Gary Farmer and David Arquette. Anyway, me and Mark here we both did music for the film as well, and then we were given the task of coming up with some music for the wedding, and that's where we were failing badly. All our stuff is too sad sounding.
It didn't sound like a party wedding. We were like, was like a funeral.
Too many minor chords. And then Matt showed up, and he had a whole folder of songs he plays for weddings, like 250 songs, and they were all in major keys, and so happy and joyous, and that was kind of the spark. We got saved.
A folder of songs he plays for weddings. That's like, what, like original songs or covers or what?
Is that like his little side hustle?
Well, we were just like joking around, saying like he was like the walk-in like American songbook, like he was playing like Carter Family songs, Chuck Berry songs, Beach Boys songs. Like he just had them all up his sleeve, and you know, we were getting, me and Howie were getting ready to play like really sad Willie Nelson songs and stuff like that. But for the first dance, Jeff asked us to come up, like, to write a piece of music. So we came up with a waltz for the first dance. And that was kind of when we started writing. Like, we actually wrote together. And then we went into our friend Gabriel Sullivan has a studio there. So we went in to record that. But while we were recording that song, a load of other songs were just kind of born, like, in that section. So we finished the album pretty quick after that, actually. And we met in London, Bristol, and Ireland, and kind of just finished the record really quick. And it's only a year later now, and the album's coming out, which is pretty quick in today's kind of world, you know.
Were you surprised, though, that the songs came so quickly?
I think because we'd all known each other for so many years, like especially Matt and Howe, there's a big history there, and we've all worked and collaborated with each other individually before anyway. So when that spark came, we were all ready for it, you know. If we hadn't known each other so well, we probably would have fumbled the ball and it wouldn't have happened so quick, but we all know and respect each other really well, so it kind of just flowed, and it was really easy and natural, and it wasn't forced. I don't even think we talked about it. It just kind of happened.
Does the fact that you know each other so well, does it mean it's quite easy to say what you like and don't like about someone else's song? I mean, are you very open?
Very open, yeah. And we respect each other's opinions so much that it's like 9 times out of 10 we'll agree with each other anyway, but like... if Howie or Matt have an opinion on something I come in with, I won't argue with them because I just think they're amazing. So
I love the fact that that there's a song in Spanish, techno.
Yeah, well, half the album is actually in Spanish as well, the rest of the album. So
what motivated the, you know, I mean, most of it is, it's mostly Matt who's singing in Spanish, right?
Right, yeah. So I think it was kind of just we were kind of putting ourselves outside of our comfort zones, putting ourselves like trying to challenge ourselves, you know.
Yeah,
like giving ourselves a challenge. And Matt's got like his heritage is Mexican, so he wanted to kind of pay respect to his background and stuff as well.
Oh, and we were thinking, how you have quite a lot of history with Spain, right? You come play in the country quite a lot.
See.
Well, what do you like about it?
It's more Tucson than Tucson.
Ah. Because I remember you'd even come to Primavera Sound as a guest, even when you weren't booked to perform. I remember selling you a hamburger once, a veggie hamburger, because I had a burger stall 1 year, and I look up and you're like, and you were enjoying our burgers. It was, you know, good barbecue flavor. I felt very honored. It's like you and Panda Bear were two of my celebrity customers.
It's always a celebration to find something meatless here in Spain.
But yeah, what is it, apart from it being more Tucson than Tucson, what is it about Spain that you find inspiring to come back for it to make you come back to us?
Well, it's a jet lagger's dream. The siesta hits right when the jet lag hits, and then you get to eat at midnight. That comes in very handy. And the pace is the pace that I'm used to, especially in Andalusia.
Yeah.
Nice and slow, beautiful smiles. And the time I spent with, Fernando Vacas.
Yeah.
Armando Amador and Lean, Punky and Anil, you know, playing that Alegrias, making that Alegrias album in Cordoba. It's just like, it really feels like home.
I was wondering, could you tell us, what do you like about Mark's music in particular?
Mark's music doesn't let me alone. He'll send me a song and I'll be like literally putting it in my ears as I'm walking out the door to do my errands for the day. And I turn right around and come back in and immediately start recording something to it so I don't forget it. His music, as a guitar player, he's severely inspiring. And most of this album is, 98% of it is all his music that he asked us to just, asked me and Matt to adorn with some lyrics and melody with our voice. And then we added some guitar and piano. But wherever it is he's coming from, given that the Irish invented song, he embodies that. And it just, it gets to me right away.
And Mark, same question to you. What do you like about Howe's music? I know he's next to you, but it's
I don't know. It's like, I can't explain. There's like a weird mysticism that goes on and you can't pinpoint it. But like, it's kind of like I was a fan of both Howe and Matt before I met them, from the second I heard their music, you know, because it spoke to me like, somewhere in my DNA. We actually have a theory about this, that it's to do with the Appalachian Mountains that run through my hometown in Oma and Howe's hometown in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, where I was born.
Yeah.
It's so much like where he lives. And I joke about it, but I'm serious all the time. He lives in Scranton, Ireland.
Yeah, we think there's something ancient going on that is in our DNA, that like,
it's better to blame it on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And not even try and dissect or analyze it, because we just roll with it, you know?
Another thing that stands out about the, going back to El Techno, apart from Matt's glorious singing in Spanish, no one would usually associate none of you three with the techno scenes in the world, like but you know, we always think of, you know, like dusty towns in Arizona and the whole the visuals of Americana, whatever you want to put on there. But I would never imagine you guys in a techno club, but I might be wrong. What personal link do you guys have with techno culture?
Isn't that why it says si habla no techno?
No, no hablo el techno, I think it's it.
No hablo el techno.
What does that mean? I don't speak
techno. El techno.
That wraps it up right there.
Okay, yeah, okay. So it's clearly reaffirming what people expect from you, right? You're musicians of a different...
Yeah, I guess we'd need to ask Matt about that. He wrote the lyrics on that one.
Yeah.
But that track was just an instrumental before. And I thought it was just an instrumental track. But when Matt heard it, he said, "Oh, I've got an idea," and took it somewhere completely different, you know, which is great. Which is the great thing about like collaborating with really cool people. It's like they'll take it somewhere where you couldn't have imagined, you know.
I wanted to ask about the video to Dance of the Gecko, which is absolutely gorgeous, the video. Who is Kiki O'Hara, the director?
Kiki is, she's like an honorary member of the band, I guess. She is our kind of like artistic...
Wasn't she there? She was there the way we were there at the wedding. Everything, she wasn't at the wedding, but then she was there when they did the second or the last recording. And we tend to make use of anyone who's there. And
I think she might have came up with the name Geckos, maybe.
Ah.
I can't remember, maybe. But she's pretty much our visual artist Kenneth, and she's just like part of it. There's a second female voice on Dance of the Gecko. That's her.
Okay, so it's almost like the fourth gecko.
That's the first film.
Yeah, the fourth gecko is like the fifth Beatle. She's like the fifth Beatle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, combined, all three of you have written some of the most beloved records that have canonized the genre of Americana, alt country, neo folk, whatever music journalists want to call it. Where do you see there is room for innovation in the genre? How?
It's always what you don't do. Here you have your composition, and here you have your decomposition. And where that meets, that's the artistry. It's what you don't do.
And I was going to ask, sorry, how does your work with Geckos kind of tie into all of your individual solo work? Because you also play on each other's records, right? But is there something that makes you like, okay, that's a Geckos song?
What's the question?
Sorry, you cut off.
I was going to say, basically, you all play on each other's records, right? Is there something that makes you go, that's a Geckos song, as opposed to, you know, I'm going to use it for a solo record or something?
Oh, I think it was not that intelligent. It was more like, at some point we went, oh, there's an album there.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't planned or like, oh, this is that or anything. And I think it was just basically like a spark kind of lit a fire. And then before we knew it, we had an album. It was like, so we're just kind of like riding that on that wave of the same momentum, you know, at the minute. We're not really, like, it's not really planned out. Like, it's you know, we're kind of just... riding the wave and seeing where it takes us.
Well, I was going to say, because your first releases, I think, were 2 7-inches limited to just 100 copies, right? Mm. And now Dance of the Gecko is more widely available and there's an album coming. Were you sort of keeping it quite low-key at the start?
Yeah, well, those 7-inches were kind of just exclusive to the Arizona shows that we were doing. And then this new one, we were kind of putting them out kind of for these Spanish shows. But then the label were like, just make it widely available for everybody, you know. So, yeah, makes more sense, I guess.
And do we know when the album's coming, or do you know?
I think September, yeah.
Cool.
That's cancelled in at the minute, so I think September. And then some more shows around then as well.
Well, look, it's been really lovely to speak to you. We won't keep you from your coffee and croissant.
Jet lag, you won't keep us from our jet lag.
Yeah, we can't do anything about that. I'm sorry, Hal.
But you're playing tonight at Sala Upload, which is a lovely place, really lovely place. One of my favourite venues in Barcelona. And tomorrow in Valencia, and 16th in Granada, and the 17th in Cádiz. Not enough people playing Cádiz.
Cádiz is the best place on earth. It is paradise. You've been many times, I imagine, Hal.
Our trusty tour manager here, you probably know him.
Hey! Míralo! Hola, Johan. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás, guapo? Buen día, soleado en Barcelona. Joan, majo. Cádiz. Cádiz is a fantasy.
Barcelona tonight. Very limited records will be on sale, which is always a beautiful thing. It's Sala Upload. What more do you want? So thank you so much for speaking to us. Really looking forward to hearing what comes out.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, Em.
Have a good day. Yeah. Disfrutar. Bye.
Estás escuchando Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.